Nebraska Extension Almanac.
On a recent Almanac, Extension Beef Systems Specialist Mary Dronowski talked about methods and techniques for ranchers to help cattle stay comfortable in cold weather. Mary returns today to talk about the importance of stored resources in cows and how ranchers can use that to manage their comfort in cold weather.
It's very unlikely that we are going to want to just shift diets based off of how cold it is. We really want to think about it as more of a long-term type of thing. Well, one of the supplements that we can have for those cows is just the condition that she has on her back. So if she has a little bit of fat, she can use it when it gets extreme cold to stay warm, and that's great. If you have long-term extreme cold, then we do need to start thinking about how we are going to make up some of that difference. And usually what we suggest would be actually to think about it more as a kind of a long-term thing, where I might even start feeding a little extra energy before it gets cold, continue feeding it through when it's cold, and even continue after it warms up, just to, again, make sure that we get those stores where we want them. So it's kind of like, use the fat on her back, replace the fat on her back. So if we think about that, like, we're not wanting to make huge shifts in her diet. If you have some really good quality hay and you switch to good quality hay, you know, you could think about, well, how much difference in energy am I making up by going from, say, a poor quality hay to a good quality hay? Sometimes that's enough if you feed it long term, but it's not going to be enough if you just feed on those cold days, because you're not going to make up all the difference, if that makes sense. Or you might have to feed a little bit of supplement if you don't have that really good quality hay. So we might do something like feed 2 pounds of distillers for, you know, a couple weeks to make up the difference. In general, I would say that number one thing to do, get that cow in good condition so that you have that buffer. And then if we have extended periods of extreme cold, we want to think about starting to change what we're doing in terms of feeding them. And lastly, thinking about, well, we all know the weather tends to be usually, actually kind of funnily enough, usually January tends to be really a time where we get more of the icing events and some of those cold weather snaps. And so thinking about, what can I strategically have my cows in a place where they have a windbreak, or making sure I'm providing them that windbreak to give them some of that buffer.
Mary says a lot of concerns about cold stress is focused on cows, but wants to encourage producers to also take care of their bulls.
I would say we focused here on cows, but we also don't want to forget about our bulls, especially as we're getting closer here to the breeding season. What's going on even now for some people is going to affect their breed up, because it's really kind of a 60-90 day window there. So cold stress, we want to make sure that our bulls also have A, the condition on them, but B, the windbreak, and C, if it is cold, we got to worry about, of course, their ability to keep from having frostbite on their testicles. So bedding may be necessary when it comes to bulls in these really cold conditions. Keep them in your mind a little bit. That is one thing, like with, I have quite a bull battery right now, and just finding a place for them that has a good windbreak is one of the things that we do. And then making sure when we have those cold snaps, we do go out and bed them. So that's probably the most important thing to consider for them. Is a little bit different. Cows, bedding them, yeah, you can do that, and that can help a little bit. But I think for bulls, it's mostly about keeping that contact off of the ground there.
You can read the entire article or listen to the podcast this program was taken from by going to UNL's Beef website at beef.unl.edu. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.